Letter from Luke Winkie to the Honorable Lawrence J. Villardo. Case number 1-26-CV-00181, document number 15. Added to the case file on August 31, 2026. Again, you are the lawsuit courtroom as far as my notes are concerned, and I am sorry to you that you continue to hear from me in the criminal defendant format, as I am the grandchild of a former village judge, and as far as I care from this point forward, I am the primary victim of my 4.5-year-long circumstances. First of all, I am sharing with multiple courts that at minimum I want Victoria Ball to completely recuse herself from my case. I am seeking private representation, as it is because that's what it takes to fix everything at the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as help this court in particular with everything I have to sue over. But as of right now, as I send this out, the Rochester Federal Public Defender's Office has other attorneys available. Victoria has failed to deliver on a months-long promise to hand over court notes from January 30th and April 1st because she knows they work in my favor. Monroe County Jail knows I have not been present in court all year. Ever since May, whenever Victoria shows up with Karen Francotti, she either lies to me or completely backtracks on whatever was previously said. So I am accusing Karen of being a cross-examination from the prosecutor's office onto the defense office. Victoria lied to my mother on the phone a month ago about the path we were preparing to take forward. Before Karen intruded on attorney-client visits, Victoria told me that April 28th and May 5th can be rescheduled as quickly as possible. Katie, last name Slukwang. Online website has remained active throughout 2025 even after Victoria and Karen said they would have it taken down. This has evolved into Victoria and Karen hanging out with Katie on the weekends, and even provoking Katie to go through Kellen Quigley of the Olean Times-Herald to publish falsified evidence on me on a factual basis, full of falsified non-factual evidence. It is time for Victoria to leave my case and replace herself. I am prepared to say January 2022 my phone was hacked by Hamas so one of their own in Minnesota could get sentenced to less time. CGIs were made of me at a 2020 protest I never even went to. The second degree assault against me this year from Derek Van Epps, as well as the attack on my Olean house, all happened under John Sinatra's and R.G. Watch. They do nothing to push for the immediate alleviation of my circumstances, which continue to victimize me on many fronts. I do not have a high opinion of either of them. I want R.G.'s law license revoked, and I want John Sinatra removed from his position as judge. They coerced Derek Van Epps from outside Monroe County Jail to force me to do things as if I'm a whimpering little inmate. I could use stronger language to this lawsuit courtroom, but I don't. Maybe Victoria Ball is sitting in the Monroe County Jail parking lot forging my handwriting, making death threats to Buffalo FBI for doing this to me. That's okay if she is. There's mailboxes in the parking lot. It's a $500,000 wrongful incarceration check I'm owed for these last 4.5 years. I will openly advocate for the legalization of burning the American flag on constitutional grounds of airing grievances until I get that $500,000. John Sinatra and R.G. can figure out where it's coming from. John Roberts says death threats against judges are up, Victoria Ball is forging my handwriting sending mail out to John Sinatra doing just that, and I find that just fine. It's all just Luke 21:12 these days, says Pete Hegseth, freedom of speech to air grievances against religious deities. Fuck Jesus Christ, I'm an atheist, Luke Winkie.